Hey guys, Harry G from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. Thanks for listening. This is hour number two. If you're listening on the podcast or if you're listening live, you're listening on the podcast. I want to say thank you to all the people out there. That podcast has been growing greatly. And every week, we have hundreds of people listening from San Francisco to Atlanta. It's all over the place. It blows my mind how many of you are out there listening to the podcast version of this. So I want to say thank you. Now, we broadcast this show live to everybody out here in the Northwest. We're noon to 2 Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to call in during that time and you're listening to this on a Wednesday afternoon, don't worry. You can call in too. So for everybody out there, the callers, we want you to join us in the studio by calling this number, 503-417-9595. That number, 503-417-9595. If you're shy, send an email, ath@kxl.com. Shortest one we can come up with.
Well, and that goes all week, too. It's not just during the show. Send us an email anytime during the week. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, and if you've got something you want to hear us talk about, feel free to send it.
Absolutely.
Always looking for new topics out there. Now, I want you to join us on Facebook because we post up a ton of stuff, including this next subject we had up on Facebook earlier this week, so you would have gotten a little bit of preview of this. There's a dangerous recall out there, but go over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. If you're in there now, so just grab your phone, type @ATHKXL. It'll bring it right back up. That's the little shortcut. That's the secret scroll way to get to there without having to type the whole thing out. Like, follow, all those things, and just join us. We're going to have some fun with that. So we've got a problem out there right now.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. I don't like exploding toilets, man.
I don't like exploding anything, but definitely not a toilet.
Especially if you're sitting on it, because that's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you bad, and it's going to cause a ton of damage. So here's the thing. Everybody has been to a commercial bathroom. You go into a restaurant, they've got the little flusher there, the airport or wherever, where the pipe comes down, and it's that power flush where you hit the handle and it goes, and everything goes out at once. Not your traditional house toilet where you hit the flush and it takes a while to fill back up. So there's pressure-assisted toilets out there. They have been a great way for companies over the years to take toilets maybe that weren't great designed and basically just power flush using tons of pressure, shoves it underneath, gets it out, cleans it out quick.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a commercial bathroom does. There's no tank on that. These have a tank, but they have a pressure tank inside of the back. Problem is, those pressure tanks are failing now.
Oh, no.
So like anything that fails, it can be an explosive situation. So there's a 23 people have been injured by the latest round of recalls. Now, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission announced a recall Thursday of 1.4 million pressure-assisted toilet flushing systems, which are causing exploding toilets. So this is the FlushMate 2 501-B, which if you open your toilet tank, you'll see that in there. So they were installed inside toilet tanks manufactured between September 3rd 1996 and December 7th, 2013.
Wow. Okay. Big window.
Big window. So if you've got an American Standard, Corona, Crane, Kohler, and Mansfield toilet that's pressure assisted,
go take a look at that.
That's a lot of brands, too.
It is. So it could be any of those different toilets. So there's, if you want to go into the Facebook page, you'll find all the information because I put up the Consumer Product Safety Commission page where you can see the model numbers and you can do your own research with it. But here's the thing. So there's been $710,000 in property damage from these things so far. Now, there's also been 1,446 reports of this happening as well. None of the 23 injuries resulted in death, but one person had to have foot surgery. So that kind of tells you how bad this was. Now, here's the thing. There have been four other recalls of similar units over the years.
So this is an issue.
This is an ongoing issue. So if you've got that pressure-assisted style toilet where you hit it, and it sounds like a big whoosh when you hit it, not just a normal toilet, and you've got that pressure tank in there, spend a few minutes.
Just takes a couple minutes.
Take a look. Go on to the Consumer Product Safety Commission site. Find it. Might save you a bunch of headaches. They're going to send you free parts. How to get it swapped out.
They're going to get it taken care of.
Yeah. Depending on who, what brand it is, everybody has their own different ways of fixing it. So you'll have to take a look at that. There's all that contact information on these details. So head over for more information to Around the House with Eric G's Facebook page, and you'll find it over there. But I can't tell you enough, this is one of those things you need to take a look at because you don't want to be in the bathroom and have an exploding toilet. You don't want to be on vacation having an exploding toilet because the problem is if that blows up,
the water
just could be running.
No one's turning it off.
And there's nobody there to shut it off. So this is not a good situation. Plus, already a bunch of people have gotten hurt.
I was going to say, that's porcelain shattering and exploding.
I tell you what, I used to go up when I was a kid taking home improvement products. We'd go out to the outdoor gun range and have fun with stuff. And that stuff, when it blows up into pieces, those are serious shards of thick porcelain. So you don't want that flying around your bathroom because someone clearly, as it has shown, gets hurt. So,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely having to do have foot surgery because of your exploding toilet. You don't want to do that, especially coming up on the holidays.
We're going to do a really good job of not telling a bunch of dad jokes on this. So we're just going to go with that. You know, this is something that you got to take seriously.
It's
one of those things we got to be careful with. All right. I want to talk and continue our conversation that we've been having going on about some of the fun stuff you can do before the holidays come in. I mean, we've got birthday party tomorrow. So, of course, I'll be doing the honey-do list tonight. But there are so many things you can do right now that are kind of fun projects that will give you a good return on them as well that you can get ready for the holidays right now with, because like you said in the show open, month away is Thanksgiving.
One month, 22nd of November.
It's there.
It's the 20th of October.
Yeah. So let's get on some of these projects and talk about it. One of the ones before we got to break I want to talk about is just cleaning up that front door.
Yeah.
You can go out, and the weather's decent enough right now in most areas that you can get that front door painted, get it dialed in, and that curb appeal is always a killer return. But just repainting that front door and maybe the trim around it, getting it dialed in, so that way when you put the holiday wreath up on it, no matter what religion you're out there, or even if you're not putting that wreath up, any kind of decorations on that, it's going to look like $1 million. So just a little bit goes a long, long way with that.
Plus, you can tell your family that may have never been to your house, look for the nice, awesome green front door.
Yeah. Red, purple, whatever color you're going to do. So you can have some fun with that. So get that dialed in. Plus, it's one of those things that little bit of money you spend on it, it's going to give you more than 100% return on that. So,
and if you're not quite sure what we're talking about, head over to SoundCloud for the podcast. Last week's show, Cost versus Value.
Yeah, that was a big one.
It's what we consider to be one of our biggest shows of the year.
Yeah, and it tells you all about those things that we can help you spend money on and maybe tell you maybe you don't want to spend the money on because you're not going to get it back. All right, when we come back, we got a ton of little things to talk about. Plus, you're going to join us. Why don't you give us a call, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Sorry for loving you, so tell me.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Numbers in the studio, 503-417-9595. So I want you to grab your phone, contacts, add, ATH. Keep it simple. I'm not going to make you type it all out. And then you just type in 503-417-9595. Save. Now you can call us anytime.
And you can get us every Saturday.
Every Saturday. So Western Construction Systems is our sponsor of this segment. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems? For a free assessment, contact Western Construction Systems. We got a rainy week ahead. If you've had that basement or crawl space that's been water damaged, or it's been kept creeping back every year, or you've got a drainage problem outside on the side of your house, might want to give these guys a call.
Might want to take care of that.
Might want to take care of that. If you got that gutter that's just kind of dropping down next to the foundation and it's filling up your crawl space, these are the guys to call. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. That's CCB number 94222. Love our sponsors of the show. They're the ones that keep us going.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps us on the air every Saturday afternoon. Thanks, everybody. All right, well, let's dive into some stuff here. Now, we've been talking about a bunch of different projects around here, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about, if you're diving into cabinets, maybe you're going to do your own DIY project coming up. It's a tough time of year to be, you know, anytime you do a remodel, it's stressful. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're paying someone to do it or if you're doing it yourself. It can be tough on a relationship out there, so plan ahead with these things. We'll dive into that another show, but I had a little secret here that I ran into that I want to... I talked about it a few weeks ago, but if you're looking to find inexpensive, and I'm talking like, you know, their competitor would be IKEA and some of these other stuff. This is not stuff you're going to put in a $800,000 home. But if you're looking for something that's fully assembled, ready to go, made out of hardwoods, pretty solid, made in America stuff, GMA Construction out there, and they're not paying to say this, I'm just giving you guys an insider tip here. GMA Construction is giving away cabinets at below cost.
Wow.
They've got a truckload sale. They have got semi-trucks of cabinets in a warehouse that are ready to go out the door. There are some pretty good-looking stuff. So if you go to gmaconstruction.com, they've got this truckload sale. They're blowing out a ton of stuff because they used to sell cabinets to a big box store chain out there. Well, they quit doing that. They've got all the stuff left. So if you want savings on this stuff in Portland, they're just located down in Tigard area down there. But go to gmaconstruction.com. They're going to save you a ton of money right now. And again, this is not your dream home stuff, but it's solid stuff. It looks good.
Good quality stuff
that you can do something with if you're looking for the budget and you're tight on the budget and you're trying to save some money on it. So you're not going to get all the super crazy soft clothes and all the weird awesome high-end stuff, but it's really good for what it is. So take a peek at it. It might save you a couple bucks out there. I'll put up something on them on Around the House with Eric G here in a little bit. Well, that way you can just find it right there on Facebook. So let's talk a little bit about... we've been talking projects, so I want you to think about your back patio. Maybe your deck even. Great time to maintain that. We're still having some 70-degree summer days here in the Portland, 60s, 50s, other parts of our listening audience. It's not crazy outside yet. Good time to knock that stuff out. So might want to walk around that back deck and take a look and make sure that you don't have any rot, make sure you don't have any safety issues. You've probably been out there barbecuing all summer long, like having most parties. People, having parties. Maybe get that stuff cleaned up a little bit. What am I doing this afternoon when I get home? That's exactly what I'm doing this afternoon. So that's my project after the radio show. Maybe it's yours too. But good time to get that stuff cleaned up. Get the barbecue cleaned up. We never clean those things enough. So it's a good time to kind of get those things dialed in before winter. I'm going to use mine all winter long anyway, but good time to kind of do some cleanup and some maintenance on that stuff. So,
well, and you want to seal the deck up too, because once we get into these freezing temperatures or you get some ice on there, you're going to want to protect it.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it's almost too late to do some major sealing projects out there. But if you've got some certain little spots, you might be able to get away with it.
Little patchwork.
You can probably get some stuff done out there, but probably almost too late in most areas, just because you got to have it in that most finishes out there want to see it 50s and 60s at night. Those days are almost kind of gone now. So, but if you're doing some patchwork, you can get away with it. But just good tips out there for getting that stuff cleaned up. You know, I'll be pulling in a few weeks here, pulling all my patio furniture in and doing my winter checklist on that thing, because that's just around the corner.
Well, and I bet you'll be sharing with us some of that winter checklist.
Absolutely. And that's going to be coming up here too. So next segment, we're going to talk about this as well. This is going to be a multi-segment piece. I want to talk lighting.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that when you're working around the house, the days are getting shorter.
Sun's going to be going down at 5.
Yeah, well, that's weeks away. That's a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take these things into account, because we are going to have some nights that are going to be dark. It's you're coming home in the dark in most cases. So lighting is huge. LED lighting in your home has gotten to the point now. It is awesome. 5 years ago, it was a little bit sketchy sometimes. But if you're still using incandescent lights and your can lights are up in your ceiling up there, time to swap them out. One, it's going to save you a ton of energy. Two, if you get the right color out there, you can actually brighten up that kitchen living space. I see so many people, oh, I've got lighting problems in my kitchen. Well, it's those bad
bulbs
that are up there that don't work very well. You put the right ones in there and you can get something that's got more lumens, which means it's brighter. That's using less than a tenth of the energy. Oh my gosh.
And it lights up more area.
Yeah. You know, and you can do so much with that. Now you can put in switches now that you can have your Alexa device control. There are so many things you can do with this. That's really cool that you can actually do some home automation with that for fairly inexpensive to dive into it and have some fun with it, you know, and that way you can make it more enjoyable because lighting is comes down to safety as well. If you've got a well-lit space, you might not trip over stuff that the, maybe the kids left out or whatever else out there. It's going to make a better space for you. And the more lighting control you have, the easier it is. Maybe you're going to add a dimmer, all those kind of things. So those are things that, one, are fairly cost-effective. There's a ton of things with it. Now, and that's the thing, too. If you've got that grandmother or parent that you're taking care of, and you're taking care of all those things around the house, and you're tired of going over and changing out light bulbs, throw the LEDs in there. Because if you throw those in there, you can throw it in, and I just about guarantee that's going to outlive them. So put it in once, forget about it, and you're not doing it. And the thing is, too, especially if you've got those tall ceilings, like you got that crazy can light that's over the staircase or something, get up there, change it once, forget about it. And now that it's fall, too, when was the last time you changed out those smoke detectors? If those things are 8 to 10 years old, those things are, you want to do that too, because those have a lifespan. If they're 8 to 10 years old, time to swap those things out.
I heard mine beep at me the other day.
Yep.
That's not
a good thing.
Nope, battery's running low. I know what that means.
Yep, time to swap
it out. And I'm not going to be the guy who has that go wrong on me.
All right, when we get back, we're going to talk more about home improvement and lighting. And get your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Wasn't the spring.
So good. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for keeping tuned in. This has been a fun show so far, and it's been going quick.
We've been covering lots of stuff today.
We can take a couple calls here if you got time. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And make sure you join us on Facebook, where we've been talking plastic buckets and everything else and exploding toilets over there. And that is Around the House with Eric G. Or if you're just wanting to get the shortcut, it's at ETHKXL. You can find us over there.
Just put it in the search bar.
Yeah.
Bring it right up.
Follow there. I'm on Instagram. We're on Twitter. All those other places just around the house with Eric G. You can find it everywhere. So that's what we do. So I want to talk lighting. We've been talking all these kind of fun fall projects, but lighting's a big issue. And, you know, as you get older as well, you need more available light to view. It's a common fact out there that somebody every 10 years you're needing more and more light. Outdoor lighting is a big thing. So I did a segment a couple years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, over on Morgan Day, Oregon, where we put in outside lighting.
This was in the backyard, right?
Yeah. Well, this was front yard. This was the, you know, automatic, comes on and automatically has an electric guy, pops on. At night, my house is lit. What I like about that is I've got uplights in front of the trees. posts in front of the house, those kind of things. The thing I like about it is I have some areas that are what I would call kind of sketchy areas in the front yard where the house design and where the fence had been placed creates a couple little dark pockets.
Okay.
Security-wise, not the best situation. Pretty easy for somebody to hide out back there if they wanted to look around the house or do that kind of thing. Kind of enclosed. What do you do? Throw some light on it.
It deters them.
Deters them. Looks pretty. You can see them. So maybe the house down the street with the similar design that has that same little place, maybe they'll take that house on before.
Not that we want that to happen.
No, but
part of
security, though, is that you just want them not to pick your house.
Yep.
Sorry, neighbors. You have to dial up your game, too.
Good lighting.
Yeah. So I like that because it lights the walkway. It makes it safer for everybody else. It might reduce some risk. Somebody's not going to be tripping or more likely to trip on steps.
I was going to say, especially if you have a step up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be tripping on that, especially people that don't know your house like you do.
Yeah, I've got that kind of meandering walkway that comes up. It's a long, straight walk, and there's step, walk 8 feet, another step. I put lights in front of those. Works out well. So think about that kind of stuff, as well as your nice lights. You can do LED out front. You can keep those things all the time on. They turn on automatically. You can just keep that light switch on. They're not using much power, but you can really kind of light up your area. And especially if you're in an area, if you're in Portland here where crime's not getting any better, that's for sure. Just watch the news. A little bit of light can help you out a long ways with that because that's going to save you, one, some time with that. Just dials it in. And, security systems are also a great way out there. I've got the Ring doorbell at my house, plus a security system on top of it. It's nice because I can be sitting there watching TV and go, okay, that works out pretty well. Okay, boyfriend of the girl.
He's teenagers.
Good kids. Don't have to worry about that. But I'm saying you can tell when people are leaving, when people are coming. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And I've got a camera over all the vehicles that are not inside the garage. It's all right there. So those are things that are kind of nice.
Now, I've seen this in neighborhoods that I've lived in the past, and I never understood this. The fake security camera.
Why would you do that?
Why? Well, if you're going to put up, it's got the red light. It looks like, why don't get a real one?
Well, here's the thing. So I've got Comcast at my house. That's my cable company. That's what it is. I actually saved money. My bill went down by putting their home security system in.
Oh, wow.
It saved me like $20 a month when I did the whole negotiation thing. Why would you mess with that when you can actually have security, those kind of things? And it saves you money. So one way to save, besides cutting the cable bill, I got to stay on top of stuff with cable. I can't be the Netflix guy because I got stuff on TV.
You got to keep up with.
I got to keep on all that stuff. I got to know who the latest HDTV DIY network host is and all that other stuff. So those are things you got to have to be careful with. And I got to monitor all these things.
Yeah, you can't be behind the eight ball.
And I got to make sure that I can make fun of the TV shows that are crazy, ridiculous house flipping shows that think you can remodel a kitchen for $10,000.
I was just going to say that $10,000 remodel.
Yeah.
You can do it yourself. No.
It drives me insane. Okay. And we're not going to. I could do a whole show on that, and we're not going to because we can make fun of everyone with that because I'm not playing that game with the home improvement shows. There's some great ones out there, and there's a lot of not-so-great ones out there. So
we're going to keep it real with you.
We are. It comes down to the numbers on those things. So one thing to think about here, too, when you're out there working in the garage and stuff, because it's going to be garage season a little bit. So LED lights can replace those fluorescent fixtures out there, and you can get yourself some really good lighting choices with that. You can replace them with the bulbs that are LEDs, and nowadays the LED lighting options for just working around. I mean, I've got 6 or 7 LED lights for the garage, different ones. I've got one that mounts on the bottom of if you have a pop-up hood on a car, I've got one that grabs the edge that's battery-powered, that grabs the edge of the hood, hangs off the hood, and lights the whole engine bay up.
Oh, wow.
And then there's stuff that is magnetic where you can, Milwaukee's little Rover light. I mean, it's the size of a lunchbox. But it takes an 18-volt light, a battery on it. That thing puts out thousands of lumens. And it's also got a magnetic thing on it. So, like, if I'm working on something in the garage, I've got some metal racking. I could stick it on the metal rack and get a light right there when I'm working on it. Or if you're working on a job site, it's got a little clamp on the back of it that spring clamps onto a wood stud. So if you're out there working late on a project, there's a lot of little options with it. So what I like is if you're down in a crawl space, maybe you're doing your little inspection, making sure that you don't have any rodents, which you should be doing. If you're inspecting that crawl space, you can actually clamp that onto the floor joist above you and light your whole area.
That's so easy. I mean, it's not, you don't have to buy the big standing lights anymore. The shop lights.
And in a garage, I would never use like what my dad would have used, which is the incandescent light, trouble light, because I tell you what, let's say you're working on your car. You break that bulb. A lot of houses and workshops have burned down because maybe you got a little bit of gas fumes or a little bit of gas on the ground because you're working on something and you got the trouble light there and you break the bulb. Doesn't take much. That's a spark. And you've got a bigger problem at that time. So these LED lighting options out there are super cool. So it's a good way to go with that. And I think it's just so many options out there of cutting the cord with tools and batteries
in general,
and things like that.
It's huge in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Now you still got to charge those things up. So, I mean, you know, there's still great areas that you can use a generator on projects and things like that if you're doing it. But,
and it is a battery. After a bit of use, you're probably going to lose a little life out of it.
Oh, yeah.
The mobility in itself.
Yeah. I've got a really nice table saw at home that's battery powered that works great. You know, I've got a circular saw that I can use. You can literally be a framing contractor and use and just keep swapping out batteries and you're good to go.
Wow.
So technology has gotten so much better and you're seeing brands. Hitachi renamed itself this last week. That's another thing that I'll put up a thing on around the house here that Hitachi Tools is now not Hitachi Tools. I think it's Metabo. They've renamed. They had their launch this last week. So they're coming out with some new stuff out there and they've got some great stuff that is huge. On the first power tools that I've seen where they've got a battery and then they've got a pack that will go in. So it's kind of dual fuel. You can actually replace the battery with a plug in that cords in. So you can actually use that tool as a plugged in if you need to, if you run out of battery. So
depending on what project you're working on,
if you don't want to worry about battery stuff, then you're good to go. So lots of cool new tool ideas out there that we can do and get that taken care of. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap up the last little bit of the show here
so
around the house for the week. This went so quick. It's amazing how fast things went today. Tune in. We're going to wrap things up just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we've been talking home improvement for the last couple hours. Guess what? If you're just joining us, you missed out on most of the show, but don't worry. It's available up here in just a few moments in podcast form. So I don't care where you pretty much listen to podcasts out there. Unless it's something really funky, we're probably on it. So just search Around the House with Eric G. If you're on Google, iTunes,
Alexa,
all those different things. If you like your Alexa device, just go, hey, Alexa, want to listen to Around the House with Eric G on TuneIn. Now that all you people with Alexas that are listening to it right now are listening to the show, you're welcome.
You get to listen to it twice now.
Exactly. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about next week's show.
That's going to be a good one.
This is going to be insane.
It's a Halloween
show. This is one that you're going to have to tune into because this is going to be off the hook. Here in Portland, at our flagship station here for Around the House, there's a national host that has his show Ground Zero, Clyde Lewis.
He specializes
in the paranormal,
spooky, all of
awesome, it. Awesome, great stuff. Love the guy. We're going to bring him on here. We're going to talk about haunted houses. And then we're going to have a little debate as well, talking about maybe, well, for instance, let's say you're going to be out buying a home and you want to, you're out searching, you're out hitting your open houses and everything else. If there was a murder there maybe in the past or a major crime scene, do they have to tell you about it? You're going to find out next week because we're going to talk about that a little bit as well as, well, our Halloween show. We're going to talk about haunted houses and I had a haunted place that I worked at that was pretty crazy. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But that's coming up next week on Around the House with Eric G. This is going to be a rip-roaring one that
you don't want to miss.
We're going to be talking about this one, I think, for a long, long time. So you don't want to miss out on this show because it's going to be pretty rock and roll for that one.
And Clyde's just an incredible radio guy. You won't want to miss this.
You won't want to miss this one at all. So this is going to be a really good show. And you'll be able to call in and talk about your haunted house experiences, too, that And I'm not talking about the one you just paid for to take the kids to get scared.
Yeah, no.
We're going to be talking about that. So it's a great time to be doing that. We're going to have some fun with it.
We're talking about things that have, you know, left their mark. You have memories of this haunted house.
So we'll have a little DIY ghost stories. So it'll be good. So, man, it's been a great week. There's a lot going on right now, you know, with just pay attention if you're out there planning. If you're planning a project right now, and I just want to make sure that everybody thinks ahead on projects right now, because we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks, but these tariffs and stuff that are happening out there are kind of rolling up budgets a little bit for people, and they're not huge. You know, you're going to pay 10 or 15% more for some things out there right now, and I don't want to make this a political show about that at all, but these are things that you need to kind of pay attention to moving forward, because I tell you what, this is stuff that you got to really pay attention to, because when you start seeing tile prices and maybe your flooring prices and these kind of things, they start rolling up pretty good. So pay attention to that. And lead times as well. You need to pay attention to stuff. If you need something for January 1st,
it's not
right now.
No.
You can see it's easily 2 months for a lot of custom cabinets to be made out there. I've seen some more local custom cabinet manufacturers out there. They're telling you, February, March,
at least.
So pay attention to the stuff out there. Lead times are killer. I've been ordering stuff, hardware, locks and door handles and cabinet knobs. You go, I'm sure it's simple. A couple weeks out. Yeah, no, 6 weeks. So if it's not in stock in your local area, it could take weeks to go. And if you're trying to get flooring or something out of North Carolina with the hurricanes and that stuff out there, you could have a whole other problem. Now, the one thing is here that you got to pay attention to as well is because of the tariffs, you had major projects like hotels. Oh my gosh, tariffs are coming into effect. I don't want to pay 10% more. And they bought up a ton of material.
Yep.
So it might still be sitting in a warehouse, but it's got a sold tag on it. So pay attention to that stuff. It's going to burn you. Talk about procrastinated projects.
Well, you know, don't procrastinate on these projects. If you're looking to get something done in the next 6 months, you need to get on it now. You need to start planning. You need to start buying and really kind of scheduling everything out.
Great tip. That's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to the wonderful executive producer, Dane Vonner, for making the show sound great. Steve Moffat, who ran the communications center and was giving away stuff left and right over there. And Jeff Thomas for rocking it and keeping us on track and on the air. Great job, brother. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week for a crazy show from noon to two, where once again, we talk about maintenance, repair, ghosts, hauntings, and remodeling and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G, and we've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We're all
over the radio. We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.